Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patty, what's that you're reading?
It's a book on musical definitions, Brad. It explains terms like math rock and vaporwave.
Oh, that sounds useful. Can you look up a term for me?
Sure. What is it?
Hard pop.
Okay, let me see here. Hard pop. Ah, here it is.
What's it say?
There's just a picture of Bruce Springsteen and They Might Be Giants.
It's nice down here in the basement, isn't it?
It is, Jim. It is.
And it's nice when you press record on the recording.
I like that feeling, too.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the time that I drove all the way over here from Falls Church, which is not a short drive, without the Zoom. I brought everything else except for the Zoom.
Except for the recorder.
That's right.
Yeah. No, yeah, you had all the mics and the
everything,
cables.
All ready
and everything,
to go.
Everything except the central component, right?
The main, most important component was not there. Yeah. So that was cool.
Well, we have all the stuff here, but I just forgot to press record for this episode.
Well.
So we're just going to rewind.
Let's do it.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. We're in the basement.
Yeah.
It's nice down here. We have some beers. Let's clink again. There we go. And and we're talking about new music, and it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today is
Brad Mailer.
And Brad is an old friend of yours, right, Patrick?
Yes, you guys have known
each other for some time.
We go way back. Before we can even remember how long it's been. It's great.
We were lads.
Yeah. You guys used to play in a band together?
We did. Yep. We used to jam. We used to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to Hop Along together.
Yeah, they formed their first band and borrowed my drum set to as their first drum set.
The Bish didn't have one.
Not the Bish. Steve.
Oh, Steve Healy. Check that.
Oh,
rewind again.
Wait. So you were in a band with a drummer who didn't have a drum set?
Right, exactly.
So instead of invite the guy who actually has the drum set to be in the band, you just said, can we use your drums?
That's right.
Well, it was through a middleman. I had a friend, Dave McChesney, who's a great friend of ours.
Yes, he is.
Got a great taste in music.
Awesome dude.
And he was essentially a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours, and we didn't really know each other well yet.
Yeah, it wasn't until Dave kind of introduced us.
So Dave basically said, I'm forming a band with my friends. We don't have a drum set. Can we use yours? And I said, sure.
Till Steve bought his own. So that was cool. That was great.
All right. Well, very good.
We owe it all to Brad. We owe it all to Brad.
All right. So as I mentioned, Brad's going to turn us on to some new music today. So Brad, what do you have for us?
Well, you should also mention the fact that I've been sending you all those clips.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I forgot to mention that. Yeah. So you're right. Here's the setup that you missed from the recording that disappeared into the ether, which was that Brad has been texting us recordings that he makes late night in some kind of haze.
Yes.
Or the music hazy that he's discovering. And then we said, Brad, we're not going to play these clips on the show because you live up the road. Why don't you just come on over and just talk to us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all adults, right?
We can do this. Yes. So, we can make it work.
All right. So there we go. So the recordings and the new music. What do you have?
Okay, so I want to introduce you guys to a band that I had never heard of before the day that I sent the first clip to you guys.
Okay.
They had just released on that very day, the same day that Mannequin Pussy released their record.
Yep, Patience.
Uh-huh. Their new record. The band seems to have been around for a little while, and again, I've never heard of them. Don't know anything about them other than I think they're from the Midwest.
Yeah, it looks like they are from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Right. Anyhow, so yeah, the name of the band's called Telethon, and the new record's called Hard Pop.
All right.
I'm going to say, I gave it a listen, and I'm going to say it's pretty solid.
Okay.
Like, it's really kind of catchy tunes, really good musicianship. I'd kind of describe it as pop punk or power pop Bruce Springsteen. If that's a thing.
Yeah, that's interesting.
With a little bit of They Might Be Giants thrown in there.
Okay.
Which all sounds very weird, because it is kind of weird. But anyhow, why don't we just play a clip and talk about it?
Okay. Here's the first song on the record, Loser / That Old Private Hell.
We'll be right back. Western U.S. of A's got a habit of putting a smile on most anyone's face. Susa Dark crawls in and then just as quick as a king, ooh, he takes the smiles away. Some stay here, some move away, then come back, cause they miss the hiss of the sprinklers or the smell of shellac. But the fact stands that all backhand gestures come from...
I love that.
Yeah, that was great. I was particularly fantastic. Drawn to the drumming there.
Yeah.
That's really some whiplash, kick-ass
it's
drumming.
It's pretty solid, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. Very cool.
Now, what do you think of my description of it?
I don't know. I don't know as much about They Might Be Giants as probably Jim does. And so
right. I don't either.
I sort of have an idea of them. And
yeah.
That really didn't jive with my idea of them, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's
my
not them.
Idea of them is that they're a little bit more on the comedic side. And, mm-hmm. and like yes. I love that one Birdhouse of Your Soul or whatever.
Yeah.
But and that's the thing about this record. I got to say, it's going to have about zero shelf life with me because it's a little bit, like, it sounds comedic, even if it isn't.
Right.
But, you know, I thought if it sounded at all like Bruce Springsteen, you guys might like it.
I could definitely hear that piano in there.
Mm-hmm. And power pop and
yeah,
pop punk, whatever. Like, I think a lot of your listeners might like like this.
Definitely the Springsteen stuff with not just... The piano definitely sort of gives it away, yeah. but also that kind of like energy that sort of propels it, right?
And there's lots of sax in this too.
Right, yeah, like, that's true. Oh, is there as it goes on? Yeah.
The way it sort of drops out and then comes back, all of that.
Yeah.
Very much sounds like it could be a, Springsteen opus kind of song, right?
Yeah.
The Might Be Giants thing, it definitely sounds...
His voice sounds like it.
Yeah, the vocal delivery is a big part of it. I would say you have to be careful, though, because what you're saying, that's a band that is, capital Q, quirky. Mm-hmm. And so if they did like a Springsteen song, it would be sort of jokey in that way. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It might even be called, our Springsteen song.
right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So, but I sort of get what you mean. So in a way, it's sort of like, is this band performing it because they authentically like that sound, or are they trying to sort
of like
ape a sound?
I
gotcha. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it flows from, like, the whole record is kind of like that.
But to compare it to another band that does kind of a Springsteen-y kind of thing, it's kind of like Hold Steady, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Could definitely see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. You can feel that in the way the guitars are recorded and the power of the drums and kind of those stop-start movements for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Very cool. You know, I think that, number one, when I think of Milwaukee, I don't think of a lot of bands that come from Milwaukee. You know, I can't actually think of any. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I also like the line in that song. I don't know if I'm getting it exactly right, but I hope I didn't ruin the rest of your summer. The best one you've had in a while. I thought that was pretty clever. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of clever lyrics. It's good. It's good. Again, that's another thing that I think of. Springsteen is clever lyrically.
Yeah, exactly. Worked on and just right turn of phrase every time. Yeah. How did you find out about this?
Honestly, I think it was on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Like, a little bit about me as far as my social media presence. I'm mostly a consumer of content and not a producer of content. Mm-hmm. So on Twitter, like, I follow tons and tons and tons and tons of people. On Instagram, I follow like 8 people.
Okay.
And it's basically all 4 members of Hopalong, the record company, Liz Stokes and the Beths, and Waxahachie. Nice. And that's it. So that's gotten my explore page of Instagram pretty narrowed to music that I like.
That's interesting.
And maybe some, food pics or whatever,
right?
But basically, the content that they deliver to me is generally stuff that I want to explore.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's how I found it.
Neat. That's very cool. All right. Well, Telethon, we shall mark that down.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think people should check it out. Like, they're definitely talented.
Okay.
I think I'll say this much, even though I say it's not going to have any shelf life for me, I think they'd be great to go see live.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just based on what we've heard, and we have another one queued up here that we'll play out with called Sirens, but I want to listen to the rest of the album just based on, you know, the description and the,
good.
And
glad.
The top down. So I definitely think that's successful. Yeah.
So yeah, this one, Sirens, really struck me. It's very short, but
okay.
It's really good.
All right.
Really good.
Cool.
So before we get to that,
mm-hmm.
You asked about bands from Milwaukee.
Yes, I did. Off the top of my head,
I'm just
blanked.
Doing a quick Google search to just okay. See what I, because the only band that immediately came to mind for me was Violent Femmes.
Oh, God. How did I miss that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Speaking of quirky.
Yeah, there you go.
Beyond that, boy, even just doing a Google search on Milwaukee bands, I'm not seeing a lot that I know.
Yeah.
So it is kind of weird that one city in the Midwest doesn't necessarily have a lot. So if any listeners know great bands from Milwaukee, that could be
know.
A good show.
That would be actually a really good show.
That would
show.
Be a really good show.
You know, it's a hard drinking town. You'd think there'd be a lot of great rock
you
bands.
You would think it would Milwaukee. Be a perfect place to make a rock band.
Yeah.
There was some band called Paul Sebar and the Milwaukeeans. Do you remember that
band?
Yeah,
I do remember them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't say I'm familiar
off
with
the
that
top
one.
Of my head, I can't tell you what they sounded like. I'd have to do some research, but I do remember that name.
I would love to hear this. We listeners,
come on, help us out. We know some people
up
in that
out.
Area. So, yeah. If you're in Milwaukee, especially, give us a call on the suburban
do that.
Party line.
612-440-1984. Let us know. Or hit us up, rock@suburbspod.com for the email, or Brad's favorite Instagram, @suburbspod. You follow us, right? Maybe after today, yes. By the time this airs,
I do not.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh. Also, I follow you on Twitter because that's where I follow people.
All right. Okay. Twitter and Facebook are both @suburbspod as well. Okay, what was the song we're going to play on?
It is called Sirens from Telethon, and the record again is called Hard Pop.
All right, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster,
and I'm Brad Mailer.
And Brad, you're going to be with us again tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Very good. We'll talk to everyone else tomorrow.
Focus on the sirens. Focus on the pain you used to feel, my dear. Works for some, but not for others. All depends on just how well you deal, my dear. No one made you sign the page. Life can't change in a day. Told you you can't walk away. Oh, that's for you. Focus on the silence. Focus on the pain you used to fear.
We'll put this air mattress. We'll get that
yes.
inflated for you tonight.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Yep.
Or the pool table's fine too.
Yeah, that's cool.